It's Chris Jacobson, who is with an insurance company in town. He is a dad. He is a husband. He is a triathlete, and he's here to talk about Yankton's Best Tri. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, we always enjoy talking with you. It's been you and John in the past, and I know that you probably are taking on a bigger role in this now.
That's right. Carrying the torch. John set the bar high.
Yankton's Best Tri has been around for how long?
Many years.
Good answer.
I don't know that it's always been called that, Best Damn Try and Yankton Best Try, but yeah, it's got a great tradition.
All right, it's coming up this Saturday, and before we get into the details of the race, I just want to say congrats to your kids on some great swimming achievements this summer. That must have been fun as a parent.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun watching them in the pool this summer.
Yankton swim team. And I'm sure they're doing some running and some other things as well. They're going to follow in your footsteps and do a Ironman triathlon?
We'll see. We're going to do a youth race this year. And my daughter, Grace, age 8, is going to do the youth triathlon. So she's making her debut.
Well, that's fun to watch them get hooked on things and work hard and learn lessons and achieve greatness. And good luck to you next month in Wisconsin in your first Ironman triathlon. You're looking ready. Are you feeling ready?
As ready as you can be to bike 112 miles. That's the part I'm not looking forward to.
And then there's the swim, and then there's the whole home marathon to round it off.
That's right.
Some people will think you're crazy.
I think I'm one of those people. And if you see me after that date, it means I survived.
Well, let's talk about Yankton's Best Tri. It's coming up this weekend. What do you want people to know about this great event?
Well, it's a great chance for the community to come together and support a fitness event. We've got a great turnout. Over 100 people signed up, so we're really excited in a time when, you know, entries can be down at local races. We've got over 100 people. We feel really good about it. Just hope everyone wants to come out and have a great time, support, or compete.
So where is the trail and the path, and how far is it? It's not like the Ironman that we just talked about, but what are the distances on each thing?
Sure. We're down at the marina. So the swim takes off from Hobie Cat Beach. It's just a 400 and it's along the shore. So if you're not a strong swimmer, you could basically walk the swim because it's only four feet deep or so in that spot. Then you come and we're going to bike out onto Highway 52 down to the tow road, and we've got a little circuit loop that's really safe, and you're going to bike 12 and a half, and then you're going to come in, and then there's a 5K run along the lake trail right next to the lake. It's beautiful. Aid stations along the way, so it's a really beautiful course, really easy for like a beginner could come out and do it, no problem. So really hope people enjoy it. So 400 swim, 12 and a half bike, and then a 5K run.
So I know you're helping run the event. Are you also running in the event?
This year, I'm not going to compete. There's just too many things going on. Like I mentioned, we're going to do the youth race. So at the tail end of the sprint event, we'll start the kiddos, and they're going to do just like a little 100 swim along the same beach. They're going to go out on the marina trail for the bike, for 3 mile bike, and then they'll do a 1 mile run, running out the opposite direction. So a lot of things going on that morning.
Do you have a good mix of locals and visitors from some faraway places? Like, where do they come from?
Yeah, we really do. We really do. We've got a lot of local people from Yankton, Vermilion, surrounding area, but people are coming up from Nebraska, people coming out from the Black Hills, I noticed, down from Sioux Falls, Iowa. So mostly in our region, but a really good turnout from a mix of places.
Looking at the forecast, I think you should feel pretty good about what we've been in to what we're going to have.
Yes, always subject to change, so our fingers are crossed, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful race morning, 65, no rain. It's going to be great. So if you haven't signed up, now's the time. You know you got great weather, beautiful course. Sign up and come have a great time.
Are you a part of the Saratoga Club?
Yes.
So I know that the Saratoga Club is very involved with this. We just had a great conversation with Eric the other day. This is one of the big things that you guys do.
Yeah, this is one of our ways that the club raises money. So the proceeds from this race support the club and the various things that they do to help out around town. So it's a great thing to support.
So I just went to yanktonsbesttry.com, your website, and lots of good information. I really like what you did with the sponsors at the bottom rather than just throw a bunch of names together. You got a little card for each person on there, and they really stand out. I know you're thankful for all your sponsors.
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate that. And if I could just throw out the shout out to Olson Pest Control, to Vision Real Estate, the BKIP Foundation, Jacobson Agency, and ACE deserves a special shout out. They really are a big supporter of the race.
If somebody wants to come out and watch, can they do that? Because it's fun to compete, but honestly, these are really fun to take in as a spectator too.
And it's a really spectator-friendly venue because you're going to be able to see, obviously, the whole swim. You're going to see a lot of the bike because of the route. They're going to go out 52, but then they come back on the crest road, which you can see from the marina, and then the run you can see a lot of as well. So yeah, I would encourage spectators to come out and support, and we'll have a lot of fun that day.
And you're doing something for the kids this year, I understand too.
Yeah, the kids are going to get their debut, and we've gotten a lot of questions about this over the years because there's just not a lot of youth triathlon races, but the sport of triathlon is growing. We're going to have USD's head coach will be out, and he's bringing a number of his athletes to volunteer. So we're excited that the sport is kind of spreading, and we're really excited about it.
Chris Jacobson in here to talk about Yankton's Best Try. It's coming up on Saturday. Let me ask you about your try that you have coming up in Wisconsin. Rank them in order of what you're looking forward to the most and to the least. 1, 2, 3, the swim, the bike, and the run.
Sure. I'm a runner, so I know for most people that's punishment, but I'm excited for the marathon. I've come a long way in my swimming, so the 2.4-mile swim is my second, and then the one I'm dreading is the 112 miles on the bike because it is too long to be sitting on a bike seat.
Well, your kids could help you with swimming if you have any questions.
That's right. They're all faster than I am, Jeff.
Anything else that you want people to know about this weekend's event?
I'm just really pleased having kind of taken on the role I did. Like the sponsors were fabulous. The club gets behind it. It's a really great event, and I'm just so excited that it's being supported again this year like it has in the past.
YanktonsBestTry.com if you want to check it out. Best wishes this weekend. Best wishes next month. And keep at it. Keep going strong.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.